Greetings. Thanks for being here. It's Wednesday, February 21st, in the first week of Lent. At Mass today, the first reading is from the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah is one of 12 prophetic books of the Bible, just 2 pages long. It tells the well-known story about a man who at first tried to resist what God was calling him to do. God told him to preach repentance to the pagan city of Nineveh. Jonah's response was to sail as fast as he could in the other direction. After Jonah's adventures with the whale, God called him a second time, and this time Jonah went to Nineveh and preached, and the people repented. Ash Wednesday was a week ago. It's time to go back and review your Lenten plans. And now for our gospel. Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed that your own faith may not fail. And once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you." But he replied, "I tell you, Peter, before the cock crows this day, you will deny 3 times that you know me." Luke chapter 22, verses 31 to 34. Jesus looks ahead to the imminent failure of the disciples. They will abandon him. Peter will do worse. After abandoning Jesus along with the rest, he'll deny him, not once, but 3 times. So, looking ahead to this, what does Jesus say to Peter? He says that he has prayed for him, that Peter may not ultimately fail as a disciple. Imagine that. Jesus prayed for Peter, was on Peter's side. Imagine Jesus praying for me, Jesus on my side. No need to imagine it. In John's account of the Last Supper, Jesus says, "I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." That's me. Do I ever really think of Jesus praying for me? Not only back then, but today. If Jesus were to pray for me right now, what would he especially pray for? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.